were you at all surprised by the figure that represented, as it you know, that such a small fraction of Australian agricultural land was owned by foreign interests?
Well, not really. We know that the figure's been banding around that area now for quite a few years, but I don't think there's any doubt that that there is a bit of a change in approach into buying agricultural land. And obviously, what we need to do now is have a look at the trends and see what's going to happen over the next short period of time. It's going to be difficult to look back because I'm not sure that data's there, but we might have to keep a close eye on it looking forward.
So what you've got now is a baseline figure. Did we not have this baseline figure from the Australian Bureau of Statistics before?
I don't think in as much detail as we've got now. I think that was one of the problems, that there was no clarity as to exactly what the figures were and how much country was owned and water, you know, whether it be land or whether it be water or whatever. Now, we still need to get more data. We've got an indication of the land that's owned and the water that's owned, but we also need to understand agriculture production and how much agriculture production is involved with foreign investment. And then also, of course, the important part is what happens to that agriculture production, because Australia lives very much by competition, and we want to make sure that anything produced in Australia goes onto the competitive market and we have as many people bidding for it as possible. So we need to have an understanding about how that produce is being sold off that country that is foreign owned.
I guess what I need to know from you is what does this study form? Is this study a part of a picture of foreign ownership of all agricultural production?
I think it needs to be very clear about what's going on, about what the trends are when it comes to property ownership, about water ownership, about agriculture production. So you can turn around and say that, you know, in the high 90s are owned by, or agriculture businesses are owned by family farmers. Now, that's good, but what percentage of agriculture, what percentage of agriculture production? So once we get those details, and then we can monitor them on a 6 or 12 monthly basis, or you certainly have a register of foreign purchases, then you've got a good understanding about what the trends are. And out of that, of course, you can make policy decisions as to whether you need to be fine-tuning or changing some of the policies that are in place at the moment in regard to just exactly who owns what and what they produce and how they sell it.
This ABS statistical analysis is on the agricultural land. What other pieces of the puzzle? What will the Rudick and ABARES study give us?
Well, I'd like to think they would be starting to get more clarity about production and you know, how much production comes off that component of agricultural land. And I think, look, it's going to take a while to get all that information together, but you'd like to think that ABARES can pull some of that information together, I think, without any doubt. And you can use that as a benchmark and then work from there and then get a good understanding of the trends. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go down 5 years down the track and then all of a sudden realise that you should have been making some decisions 5 years earlier in regard to these issues. So get the information, monitor it closely, make sure you have registration of purchase of property, and then monitor it. And if it's starting to get into a position that make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel the Australian community feel uncomfortable, then obviously some adjustments need to be made to the policies they've got.